Welcome to All In Uncensored with Ryan and Brian. Here we
are. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Ryan.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty damn good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty damn good myself.
What are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're going to talk about a book that we have read. Brian put this book on my desk about a month ago, and I was rebooting my computer, and I picked it up. It's a quick read. I think I read it in about just over an hour. The book is called Go for No.
Yes is the destination. No is how you get there.
You know, it was a really, really good read. One of my favorite reads. I've read 14 books this year so far, which I'm super proud of.
You're tracking. You're tracking for your goal.
My goal is 50. But Go for No, I wanted to do a podcast just about this.
I second that motion. The overview of this book, basically, it's a really great format because it's basically storytelling. So this guy, I mean, we're not going to give everything away here, but this guy basically conks his head on a golf course and then wakes up and meets his future self.
Yeah.
And his future self is way more successful than himself.
Yeah.
And it goes into how he got there. And basically, in sales, typically the mindset is you try to get a sale or a yes. And then you have a goal of so many yeses in a week. And once you hit that goal, you've hit your goal for the week and you pretty much stop.
Yeah.
Well, this
you
this
go
book,
to the golf course.
You go to
and
the golf course.
That's why he was at the golf course.
That's
because
right.
That week he made his calls and he got three yeses right away. And that was his weekly quota, I believe, was three.
Five, I think.
Five a week?
Yeah, he had two more to go.
Okay. But he got three real quick and he kind of.
He started rewarding himself.
Yeah, put it on cruise control.
Yeah.
And then the book goes into, you know, change your mindset. You know, figure out, track your sales. How many no's does it take to get to a yes? And then go for the no.
Yes.
And change your mindset to get to those no's. And even if you get, let's say it takes you 20 calls in one day, on average, 20 calls to get one yes. Well, you set your new goal. If you want to do a sale a day, in our business this would be different, but in general, if you want to do a sale a day, you would set your goal every day to get 20 no's.
No matter how many yeses you get.
Correct.
Yep. So just because you get a yes doesn't mean you stop. You've got to hit that metric of hitting that no. And so the concept really, kind of like digging into what does go for no really mean, it's failing faster. So the quicker you fail, the faster you're going to get to success or that yes. And it's like a mind-blowing concept when you really think about it. It's like, wait a minute, like, because we're taught that, oh, failure is not good. But the reality is if you look at sports figures like Michael Jordan, he kept taking the last second shot. He failed multiple times, but
he failed way more than he accomplished.
Right.
You know, you look at baseball players.
Right. Batting 300 or 330.
Is an amazing career.
That means you're failing 7 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
But
you're known to be the best ever.
Yeah. You're successful.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's what an interesting concept.
I mean, how many times who has the overall home run record?
Barry Bonds.
Okay, let's go with Barry Bonds. He has the overall home run record and he's known to be the best home run hitter ever.
Yes.
What do we not talk about?
How many strikeouts he had?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We don't talk about his failures. You fail as fast as you can, and that's what the book goes into. You know, you go for no's and you fail as fast as you can. If your goal is to set 20 no's per day, you get after that. If your first call is a yes, and it could be a call, it could be a sales meeting, it could be anything. But if your first one's a yes, you're not done. You go and continue your 19 other calls or sales meetings. And if you get other yeses, great.
Yep. Yeah, I really like this concept. And it's really talking about, you know, trying to level up and scale. The quicker you fail, the more you're going to be able to scale that much quicker. And there was excuse me, I'm battling.
Excuse you.
Pollen is just terrible around here this time of year.
I was going to do a video this morning and say, hey, everybody, it snowed last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just yellow snow.
Yeah, so there's the foundational principles of this book is basically so he created this office culture, his future self, of embracing the no. So He would actually give out awards to his sales team.
Their biggest award of the year is the No Award.
Yep. The No Award. Who had the most no's in a year? Ironically, that same person
also won
the top salesperson
every single year.
Every single year. Yep.
The person who gets the most no's wins the most sales and gets the most yeses.
Yep. And so Ryan and I started roundtabling this, you know, because we've got, you know, in our business, there's, you know, leads that are coming in. And people just either aren't ready or not right now, or it's a no. So, you know, we've been in the past, we've been like, okay, we're going to make X amount of calls per day and then that's it. And we just kind of cut off no matter how many no's or yeses we get. And after reading this book, it's like all of a sudden there was a mindset shift. We're like, wait a minute, we've been doing this completely wrong.
Completely wrong.
Yeah.
Get after it.
It begs the question, how much further along could we be in our production and our goals to scale and build had we been going for no this last year?
Yeah.
But in certain ways, the other thing we discussed, though, in certain ways, Ryan and I feel like we have been going for no in other aspects of our business.
Well, we've had a lot of no's and or fails over the last just over a year.
Yep.
You know, we've tried multiple CRMs. We've finally found one that fits us and what we want for the future.
Yep.
We've tried multiple of a lot of different things.
Multiple different lead sources, and we finally feel like we've landed on one that we feel is going to be a long-term solution for direct-to-consumer lead production, if you will, to help us scale our branch. So everything's kind of working in tandem with each other, but we haven't been afraid to fail there. But on the sales end of it, it's just like this call reluctance kind of creeps in because you're afraid to fail. But when you embrace the fails of when you're embracing the suck or embracing the no's, that's what's going to lead to yes. What a great concept.
Develop a want to fail.
And for all you single people out there, go for no.
Yeah, I was thinking about that before we got in here.
Yeah. So many people are afraid to ask somebody out for whatever reason. But the more no's you get, the quicker you're going to get to a yes.
In the dating world, what do? You have to go out on a limb and go ask the question.
Right.
And you might get rejected. Guess what? Who cares?
Yeah. Make sure the no's are the cray crays.
Don't tolerate no's in your everyday life.
Yep.
Begin to seek them.
Yes.
That is a crazy concept. Begin to seek the no's. Rejection will start to be fun.
Yes.
Oh.
You see how he's talking about no and I'm saying yes?
Weird.
Yeah. Crazy how that works.
Yeah. No, the book is really good, everybody. Go get the book. Go for No.
It's by Richard Fenton and Andrea Waltz. You can find it on Amazon for like $10.
Yeah.
Hit us up if you want a link, and we'll send you a link for it. Here it is again, just so you can see it. For those of you that are watching.
Do you know what no's teach you?
Tell me.
Character.
They do.
You know what yeses teach you? Not a damn thing.
Not a damn thing, no.
Yeses don't teach you anything.
They do not.
No. You know, the other thing that I believe this book talked about was when you get your first no, ask them why. And don't quit.
Yeah.
Most people get one no and quit.
Yeah, they throw up their arms and go hit the golf course or go grab a coffee or check out for the rest of the day. I've been guilty of that tremendously in my past. Had a few rough calls, and then I would just, I'm begging it for the day. I'm done.
You know, our friend Nancy, she's done lead generation for a long time, and I don't know anybody
specifically
better.
Let's clarify. So what Nancy does is she gets online leads, which are hard to work because everybody's shopping you. So probably arguably one of the hardest things that she's doing is buying online leads through Zillow. But to your point,
she's one of the best I know. She uses her CRM and she does not take no for an answer. When she gets a no, she sets another calendar reminder to call that person again and again and again and again. The average person in sales will tell you no 5 to 7 times before you get a yes.
Yes.
Some of those are ultimately going to be no's forever, and that's okay. Until they slam the door and tell you to buzz off, who cares?
We should actually get Nancy on this show and have her share her insights on that.
That'd be great.
It'd be great for anybody in lending, insurance, or any sort of sales field to really listen to her and how she just pushes past all that. And she is, what do you want to say, a lion when it comes to that. She just goes out and gets hers.
She's tenacious.
Tenacious, that's a really great word. I was looking for a word like that. Perfect word for her.
She is absolutely tenacious.
Yep.
She gets her list and she just beats it until it's absolutely dead. But she continues to get more and more new leads every day. And, I mean, I know for a fact Nancy calls at least 100 people every day.
100 people.
100.
She might get 90 no's in a day. She doesn't let it stop her.
She might get 100.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the matrix. It's a numbers game.
Yep. And she took the blue pill.
Excuse me?
The matrix.
Oh. Yeah. You know, yes is absolutely the destination, but no is how you get there.
Yep. Stop focusing on yes. Start focusing on learning to embrace no and get better from it. That's what I really kind of took away from this book and how we can apply that to our business. It's going to be the same when we're recruiting people. We're going to probably get a lot of no's. Either they're not going to be a good fit for us or vice versa, and that's okay. The more we get through that, the quicker we're going to get to the people that are going to really gel with the culture we're trying to create with our branch.
Yeah.
And we've already got two great, great additions to our branch that I'm excited about that fit really well.
Yeah. And we're looking at bringing on two or three more right away, which I'm super excited about that.
And I look like at the refinance market. So, you know, all the industry insiders are saying at some point rates are going to come down. You know, it's going to happen at some point. And granted, nobody has a crystal ball, but all of our wholesalers are preparing. They're scaling. They're hiring. They're saying you got to be ready. Like Q2 is kind of the warm up for Q3 and Q4. And so I look at refinances right now as we as loan officers and any loan officer out there should be reaching out to your book of business now. It may be a no right now on the refinance, but that's going to turn into a yes in the coming months. And if you're not going through those no's to get the yeses, somebody else will be.
Yeah,
and you're looking at them right here.
What we've done is we've started putting people on refinance rate watches.
Yep.
You tell us what your rate is, how much you owe, what your loan to value is when you bought the house, or you know what your loan to value is. And we put you on a rate watch and we'll kind of show you the metrics of what your current situation is with where REITs need to get to. And when we hit that rate, we give you a call. We'll go over the numbers again, make sure it still makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of things that go into it. How long are you going to live there? short-term, long-term goals.
Yeah. Dude, it's going to be so great to help those people out with this. But again, it's just this mindset of going for no to get to the yeses and failing faster. You and I have just been talking about this almost daily since we both completed the book about how we can implement this into our day-to-day activity.
Yeah.
And it's been phenomenal.
We're going to put together a sales go for no
award.
Award.
Yep. And we're going to actually build this into our office culture. And we're going to drive this home with people. And I think a prerequisite for all of our loan officers that join us is going to be to read this book.
And I love that idea.
Yeah.
I love that idea. That thought came into my head, went out of my head, unfortunately, but I love that you brought that back up.
If you want to join our team, read this book first, and then we'll interview you.
I might have another book for him to read, too, about culture. But, hey, that's another subject.
That's another day.
In the book, there was a really good quote by Benjamin Franklin. It says, "Success has ruined many men."
It truly has.
Think about that. You get the yes, and you're ruined.
Yeah. Because
you don't continue to get the no's.
And you don't continue to get better. I mean, I look at people like Dez Bryant comes to mind. Dez Bryant was a wide receiver in the NFL. Physically, one of the most gifted wide receivers that the NFL has ever seen. He came out of, I believe, Oklahoma State, wasn't it?
I don't know.
So he got to his destination, which is the NFL, and made the big money. And he kind of stopped there. He never like became the best route runner and put in the work like Jerry Rice would do and some of these other guys that have more humility. I'm not saying Dez Bryant's a bad guy by any stretch, but he just relied on his pure athleticism and the fact that he made it to the NFL and he's an athletic guy, and that's all he relied on. And he never put the work in.
So he just got the yes. He got the yes. He got his contract. He didn't go. And he didn't success, continue to go for no.
Success ruined him.
Yeah.
I see that. Sports is such a great proving ground for all the analogies with sales and stuff, because you can look at these athletes with all this talent. They find some success. I mean, Ryan Leaf's another good example, right?
Ryan Leaf's a
head case.
He's a
sorry,
great,
Ryan.
He's a great example. I mean, yeah. He was one of the most highly touted
prospects.
Quarterbacks ever to come out of
ever.
College. And he was
had a hell of an arm.
One of the biggest flops ever.
Yep. Yeah, he just...
He could probably throw a football over that mountain.
Yeah, he probably could.
Uncle Rico.
Yeah, so it's... I mean, the sports analogies can go on and on and on with success versus failure and...
Let's look at this from another angle. The book does bring it up a little bit, but let's look at this from the angle of why as adults are we scared of the word no? Because thinking back,
I have kids.
We were kids. How many times did you ask your mom for, let's say, lemonade? How many times does she say no and you are just relentless?
And you just found all these different ways to ask it another way.
Yes. You're always going for yes.
Yeah.
And if mom didn't give you the right answer, you go to dad. And then dad says, what'd mom say? She said no. Well, I'm going to say no. And then I go back to mom. And you might get 20 no's, but you're relentless. And as kids, we always did that. We always went for the no. And no did not faze us. But for some reason as adults, fear. No has become this bad word. It's fear.
Yeah. And I don't know where we learned that along the way, if it's a societal thing or in our education system, but yeah.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. Shouldn't be afraid. Shouldn't be afraid like that. Got to go for yes. Or go for no, I mean. get through the no's to get to the yes is what I meant. But yeah, that brought up another point. So I'm reading that 10X is faster than 2X book. I'm still in the middle of it because I had COVID, so I dropped my reading time. So I'm trying to catch back up.
Yeah, because you don't ever have time to read while you're laying down during COVID, do you?
Well, not with brain fog.
That's true.
Yeah.
You won't remember.
No. So it talked about that very thing where kids have this desire to achieve. I mean, their vision is boundless. Their dreams are unlimited.
They don't care.
But it's just talking about harnessing that dream of what you really want in life. And kids are fearless when it comes to that. Now, we as adults have very limiting mindsets. So it's talking about expanding your mindset. What do you desire? How do you want your life to be? In order to get there, you're going to have to 10X it and you're going to have to cut out all this other crap. And in a way, it kind of goes in hand with this going for no, right?
Yeah.
You're just failing faster to get to where you want to go and letting go of the stuff that's holding you back.
Fail faster.
Fail faster, guys.
I love that saying. I actually got online and am looking for a poster to put in our office that says fail faster.
Yeah. And we've actually failed a lot since we've jumped into the broker world, and we've gotten a hell of a lot better for it.
And we're going to fail more.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to go fail.
Me too.
Let's go fail.
Yeah. Let's go fail together.
Hey, what are you doing today? I'm going to go fail.
Yeah.
And it's going to lead to massive success.
And yes.
And yes.
Yep.
So, everybody, go get the book. Go for no.
Yeah, go for no.
It's on Amazon. We'll put a link below.
Check out our website, allinuncensored.com. Follow us on any of the social media platforms.
You know, we don't make any money off that book.
No, we don't.
We should.
Yeah, maybe we should start like
this is going to go viral, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm absolutely sure of it. It's going to hit 14 people instead of 7. I'm so stoked, dude. Hey, and thanks for the comments on YouTube. We're in the boat hole. Not the butthole, the boat hole.
Thanks, JD.
Yeah. It's another great day, dude.
What is today?
It's another great day.
It is another great day. Goodbye, everybody.